Jesus had come to Bethany, to the house of Mary and Martha. The most famous teacher of their day was in their home, and there was so much to do. After all, if you are entertaining someone important, you want to make sure you give them the best. So Martha picks up the pace, doing her best to get everything together. And she looks for her sister. And you can almost feel the anger coming from Martha when she sees her sister sitting at the feet of Jesus. Mary was supposed to be helping her. But there she is, her little sister, sitting where she's not supposed to be, listening to Jesus. And so, filled with righteous indignation, Martha marches into the living room, sure that Jesus will take her side. She's certain that Jesus knows how much there is to do to get ready for dinner, and surely Jesus knows that Mary should be helping. But when she says, "Tell her to help me," in a cry of desperation and irritation, Jesus does the unexpected. Instead of gently telling Mary to go back to where she belongs, he turns to Martha, and he says that Mary is doing the right thing, that her choice is the better one, and that he will not take it from her. It seems as if Jesus was telling Martha to stop what she was doing too. Instead of being called to do more, Jesus was calling Martha to do less. Perhaps Jesus is calling us to do less as well. Well, I have a confession to make, and this confession will come as a surprise to absolutely no one. I am a Martha. Is that a surprise? Probably not. I'm a Martha through and through. I like to get things done, and I am a list maker. And boy, do I love crossing things off my list. And it seems as if the more I have on my to-do list, the more efficient I am and the faster I go. And I confess that there are times when I am proud of how much stuff I got accomplished in the day. I'm proud when my to-do list is jam-packed and I get everything done. Being efficient and busy and getting stuff done is great. Until it's not. It's great until you miss Jesus. Until someone really needs you to be there for them and you struggle to push aside your to-do list so that you can be Jesus for them. It's great until you are distracted from what's most important. Until you find yourself further and further from God. Until you wake up one day and you no longer feel the enthusiasm you once had for the good things you're doing. Until you start to wonder where God is and why God feels so far away. Until things start to pile up and no matter what you do, you just can't seem to get ahead. Until the busyness becomes overwhelming and you are left feeling exhausted, resentful, and in over your head. Does that sound familiar? We Marthas need Marys in our lives to remind us to slow down, take a breath, and to pay attention to Jesus. So doing less sounds great, right? Having time to catch your breath and ignore your to-do list and the busyness of our world and to spend time with Jesus? All of that sounds fantastic. And surely it's not that difficult to ignore that to-do list for a while. And sure, that works for a little while, but sure enough, you start thinking about everything that needs to be done. And slowly but surely, you realize that everything on that to-do list seems pretty urgent. But after all, you tell yourself, in Mary and Martha's case, somebody had to cook dinner, right? It's not like there was a drive-thru they could run through. It's not like there was a KFC down the street. Jesus and the disciples were expecting to eat at some point, right? Surely Jesus isn't telling Martha to stop doing what needed to be done. Surely Jesus isn't telling us to chuck our to-do list and to tell the family that they're on their own. Surely we aren't supposed to tell our bosses that we aren't going to do all the things we're supposed to do because Jesus told us not to. Well, in this passage, Luke says that Martha was distracted in her preparations. She was distracted by the things she was doing. In fact, Luke's word for preparation in the Greek is diakonia, which is actually the New Testament word for ministry. Martha was doing ministry. She was practicing hospitality. And ironically enough, it was her service, her ministry, that distracted her from Jesus. How often do we say yes to too many good things and end up feeling far away from God? How often do we overload and overwhelm ourselves with good things in our lives, even work for God, and we find ourselves distracted from Jesus? Mary wasn't distracted from Jesus. She was focused on him. But if all she ever did was sit at the feet of Jesus, she would be distracted from her purpose of serving. You see, we are all called to serve in some way. We are all called to play a part in the kingdom of God. But that service has to be a byproduct of our spending time with God. If all we ever do is serve and we never spend time with God, we'll miss out. We'll feel exhausted and overwhelmed and resentful, just like Martha. But if all we ever do is spend time with God and we never serve, we'll miss out on what he has called us to do. Mary and Martha remind us that both are necessary. And Jesus' rebuke of Martha reminds us of how important it is to spend time with God and to not allow ourselves to be distracted from God with all of the things we are doing. So no, you shouldn't tell your boss that you aren't going to do the things that you're supposed to do because Jesus said not to. And you probably shouldn't chuck that to-do list. After all, Jesus doesn't tell Martha that she shouldn't be doing those things. He says that Mary has chosen what is better. There's a business book called Good to Great by Jim Collins, and it talks about what a big difference good is versus great. So you can be a good company, but if all you're shooting for is good, you'll never make it to great. Things must change in order to become great. In the same way, we can do things well. We can be good at things. We can do good things. Martha chose to do good things, to prepare her home for an important person, to prepare dinner for Jesus. Those were all good things, but she missed out on the great thing. You see, Martha had Jesus in her home. Can you imagine? Jesus was teaching and Mary was sitting at his feet. And Martha was in the kitchen trying to make sure everything was ready. She missed the opportunity to sit with Jesus. Sometimes we put so many good things on our to-do list that we miss out on the great things. We miss out on the things that should be most important. We prioritize the urgent over the important and the good things over the great things. We are so busy planning the birthday party that we don't spend any time with the child whose birthday it is. We are so focused on spring cleaning and everything that has to be done around the house that we miss out on listening to the neighbor who really needed somebody to be Jesus for them. We focus on getting everything done, and we miss out on spending time with God and with others. We miss out on Jesus. So how do we choose the better part and still get done what really needs to get done? So for that, we look to Jesus. Jesus knew who he was and what his purpose was. A theologian once said that Jesus wasn't held hostage to the world's demands, or even its desperate needs. Think about that. Jesus knew better than any of us about the world's desperate needs. People pressed in, closing in on Jesus in crowds, trying to find freedom from ailments and suffering. People in the crowds constantly touched Jesus' cloak, begging for help. In the times when Jesus was tired, still the people came, asking for help and sitting down to listen to his teachings. And yet, even in the midst of the desperation that people brought to him, in the midst of pain and suffering, in the midst of despair, Jesus was never held hostage to those desperate needs. He was never in a hurry. He didn't allow desperation to derail him. He continued his purpose. Now, there will be times when we can't help but be derailed. A sudden phone call changes our plans for the day. Unexpected illness or surgery have a way of derailing our lives. Even mundane things like homework and work and meetings and appointments have a way of derailing our lives if we aren't careful. We can find ourselves moving from need to need, doing our best to care for ourselves and to care for all of those around us. Weeks can go by where we move from urgent task to urgent task, and all the while God gets pushed to the back of our lives as we try to put out the fires around us. And we find ourselves rushing around, unsettled in ourselves, struggling to keep our heads above water. And we, like Martha, may lash out at the people around us, especially the people we love, because isn't that who we usually lash out at, those we love? And in those times, we too need Jesus' gentle rebuke. We need the reminder that we are not made to move from urgent need to urgent need. We were not made to be held hostage by the world's demands or even the world's desperate needs. We were made for worship. We were made to be connected to God. And when we sit and worship, when we ignore the urgent to make way for the important, when we sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary, when we choose the better part, an amazing thing happens. God settles our souls. We feel peace, and we can finally rest. We feel connected to our Creator, and we live life more abundantly. And the to-do list doesn't go away, but things seem to be a lot more manageable. Like Martha, Jesus bids us to come, to listen. And when we do, we are changed. For our Savior loves us too much to leave us the way we are. Well, you may be wondering why we read that passage from Matthew earlier. Hear these words from Jesus again. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So you may be asking yourself, okay, well, that's great, but what does this have to do with Mary and Martha? Well, Jesus said that the two most important commandments were to love God and to love people. That's it. And Mary demonstrates this by listening to Jesus. She recognized the importance of loving God. And since Jesus was teaching about the kingdom of God, she knew how important it was to listen. God calls us to love him and to love people. Sometimes we are tempted to add things after these two commandments. So for me, I tend to feel like it's almost a commandment that I have to get all of the things done on my to-do list every day. And I get frustrated when I can't get everything done, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that. And yet, the third greatest commandment is not, you must finish everything on your to-do list every day. That sounds silly, right? When you say it out loud? But how often do we live as if Jesus commanded us to do just that? Jesus commands us to love God and to love people. And it's tough to do that when we allow the urgent to crowd them out. I was listening to the radio on the way to work one morning this week when the radio host began telling a story from his own life. So he's an avid cyclist, and he's been passing this one particular man on the same trail every day for about 10 years now. And the radio host is a pretty friendly guy, so every time he passes someone on the trail, he'll speak to them. He'll say things like, "Hey, how's it going? Have a great day." And every day for 10 years, when he has passed this man, he said, "Hey, have a great day." And the man never says a word. For 10 years, he'll occasionally glance his way, but he has never spoken to him. In fact, the radio host labeled him the unfriendliest guy on the trail because he never said a word to him. So one day, this radio host decided that that day was going to be the day that he was going to make that man talk to him. And so instead of passing him, he pulled up alongside him and he introduced himself. And he said, "You know, I've been passing you on this trail for about 10 years now, and I just wanted to finally take the time to introduce myself." Well, to his surprise, the guy started talking. And he said his name was Dave, and he told the radio host that he had been going so fast that he didn't want to interrupt him. For 10 years, the radio host thought this man was rude and unfriendly. But he was going too fast. And the man simply didn't want to interrupt him. There's so much we miss when we move from event to event, task to task, focused on our to-do list and everything we have to do to get done. When we focus on everything we have to do, we miss the people around us. But when we, like Mary, focus on Jesus, when we focus on loving God and loving people, life is richer, we find Jesus more often, and we allow God to work through us. So what about Mary? Because generally, when we talk about this story, Mary usually comes across as a saint. So Jesus said that Mary had chosen the better part. That's true. But that doesn't mean that Mary was perfect. Mary was more contemplative than Martha. It was easier for her to see the important over the urgent. Having all of those people in their home spurred Martha to action. It was urgent to get everything done. But it was more important to listen to Jesus. It was more important to hear his teachings and to sit at his feet than to get everything done. Mary recognized this, and she prioritized the important over the urgent. Maybe you're the same way. Maybe instead of identifying with Martha, you identify with Mary. Perhaps it's easy for you to sit at the feet of the Savior and worship. It's easy for you to worship with your whole heart, and you make sure to prioritize spending time with God, and you do it faithfully. But maybe you struggle with putting God's words into action. Maybe you have a difficult time taking the leap after you hear what God wants you to do. Perhaps you, like Mary, can be paralyzed with questions like, "Are you sure that's what you want me to do? Are you sure I have what it takes to do that? Are you really calling me to do that?" There were times when Mary struggled with doubt and questions, particularly after the death of her brother Lazarus. For Martha, the struggle was to remember the important, to make sure that she could leave behind all the things she had to do to spend time with Jesus. But for Mary, the struggle was the urgent. She may have had a difficult time taking action. So how do we, Marys and Marthas, find peace in our busy world? How do we move to action or slow down? Well, if you are a Martha, you need a Mary in your life. And if you're a Mary, you need a Martha in your life. Because we are created to live in community, to help one another. Those who are Marthas can help spur Marys into action. And likewise, Marys can help Marthas to slow down and spend time with Jesus. We can help each other be accountable. Marthas can find peace by scheduling time to spend with God and by scheduling free time. Now, I know it sounds crazy to schedule those things, but by scheduling them, you prioritize the important over the urgent. And then when the urgent starts to crowd in, guard those times. Recognize that those can be the most important times you have, and say no to the urgent when you can. And finally, pray. The best way we can find peace in our world is by staying connected to God. When we are connected to our Creator, He sustains us. He gives us His peace. He helps us prioritize the important over the urgent, and He helps us move to action. And if you are a Martha, know that God is not judging you by how much you get done. Doing things for God is important, but it's the result of spending time with Him. If you aren't spending time with God and all you're doing is serving, it's almost like putting the cart before the horse. And when you try to be the horse, all you do is exhaust yourself like Martha did. And if you're a Mary, help us, Martha, see the need to slow down, but also ask God for courage. Ask for help in putting His words into action. When we stay connected to God and His purpose for our lives, to love God and to love people, we will find peace in our world. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, help us to slow down and spend time with You. Help us to be attuned to the people who need us. Help us to listen for Your still, small voice. And when You tell us what to do, help us to obey. Help us not to be paralyzed by fear, but give us the courage we need to spur us on to action. Show us how we can show Jesus to others. It's in Your holy name we pray. Amen.